Here we are, the last day of our Christmas Advent series, day 26 of Unwrapping Christmas, Seeing the Nativity Through Luke's Eyes, written beautifully by my friend Sue Bolt. We are going to conclude today reading Acts 1, 1 through 2. The Promise of the Holy Spirit. In my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. Day 26. The Christmas story is not over. Luke continues in his gospel to detail all that Jesus began to do and teach. His miracles, teaching, compassion, wisdom, and authority are displayed in these remaining words. Yet there is more. The physician records a second book after the Lord's death and resurrection. The book of Acts rehearses how the early church and the power of the Holy Spirit carried on all of Jesus' ministry, every aspect of it. Now the mantle of the first disciples falls upon each of us. What, me? Yes, you and me. Above our pay grade? Yes, for certain. For we are broken, misshapen, and ever so desperate individuals. Except it is not up to us to get the job done. The Holy Spirit empowerment of the early church is now our inheritance too. All the Lord needs from us is our surrendered yes. The Christmas story never stops giving. It gives and gives and gives and never relents from its pursuit of the human heart, all because of our God's inexhaustible love. Nothing is impossible for him, and in him, the Holy Spirit desires to work the impossible through us. Jesus began it all. Now it's simply our turn. It is our time to live by doing the next right thing, like Zechariah and Elizabeth. It is our time to be willing, though frail, vessels for the life of Jesus to be formed in us, like Mary. It is time to look only upwards for direction as we learn from the Christmas star and keep our steadfast focus on the Lord's call for our journey. It is time for us to do and teach the whole ministry of the whole gospel of the Lord Jesus to reach a lost, dying, and weary world. A world who needs his touch through us. Let's unwrap the gift of Christmas that never stops bringing his life and healing and give it away to everyone we meet. And here are a couple of questions to ponder on. What is the Lord Jesus speaking to you about the coming new year? And how does today's devotional speak to you personally? Lord, thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit. And that we have the power to go tell about you to all we encounter. Thank you that the gift of Christmas never stops. Remind us to unwrap it so others may be brought into life with you and live a life focused on the desires of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me with this Christmas Advent, and I pray many blessings in your new year. Stay tuned for more She Speaks Life episodes. Hey, if you haven't received Jesus as your Savior and you would love for him to come into your life, say this prayer with me out loud right where you are. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says in John 6:37, all those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. So I know that you will never drive or cast me out, but you take me in, and I thank you for it. You say in your word in Romans 10:13, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm calling on your name, so I know you have saved me now. You also say, God, in Romans 10:9 through 10, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. I believe in my heart Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that He was raised from the dead for my justification, and I confess Him now as my Lord. And I do believe with my heart that I've now become the righteousness of God in Christ, and I am saved. Thank you, Lord. If you prayed this for the first time, I would love for you to email me. I'll send you a free gift.